I don't think Didi needs an introduction. But for those of you for the first time here, just to let you know that Didi is one of the original souls, in a sense, that has taken personal sustenance both from Baba and Mama, and so comes with a lot of experience and deep wisdom. And so we're very happy to have Didi tonight to take up the topic on power of good wishes and pure feelings, because that does feel like what Baba wants of us now. So Didi, thank you.
Om Shanti. We, Baba's serviceable children, do the service through three means: mansa, through words and actions. And especially nowadays, Baba emphasizing on three at a time, serving through all the three means at a time. And also Mansa Shiva. Because especially those who are not good in giving yarn, lectures, etc., Baba suggests them to do at least Mansa Shiva through yoga power and Karmana Shiva through our activity, behavior, etc. So we have to see that we have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Nowadays, not only to serve people we need good wishes, but even interaction with other people, we need to have good wishes and pure feeling. Because we come not across only with laukiks, but we come across with alaukik family, with a difference of opinion, and alaukik family is also not perfect. They may have some defects. So there we have to see that we still have good wishes and pure feelings for them, so that our stage is good. Our relationship is good, and we have friendly relations with everybody, spiritual relationship with everybody. So, to have good wishes, naturally, because many times when we have conflict with somebody, we have in our mind some anger or animosity or such negative feeling. So negative feeling does not help us or them. Because it's easy to maintain good wishes and mercy for those who are ajnani, because we know they are ajnani and they may be not behaving properly or speak properly, etc. So ajnani we forgive easily. But jnani, we have expectation that they should be having this and this character, they should be having this behavior, how they should speak and how they should behave. We have a certain expectation. And when that expectation are not fulfilled, we get angry and upset. So what we now need to do is maintain good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Because we teach them jnana and yoga, but it takes a while for new souls to change sanskars. Even Brahman souls take a while to change their sanskaras. So what we need to do, we have to help them. And most people have problem worrying about something or other. Because nowadays there are so many problems in the world. Terrorism, economy turning down, job redundancy or job getting away because of economy. So people may have worry about their job, they may have worry about their health, worry. Those who are very much rich, they are worried that they will have problem with government or partner or police or somebody may steal their money, etc. And those who are very poor also are worried how to sustain the family. Because India nowadays, many farmers commit suicide because there is not enough rain, drought, or too much rain, and they don't have enough crops. So naturally, they have lots of debts and they commit suicide. Terrorism. Nobody is safe. Anybody, anywhere can be caught into atomic bomb, gunfire, or nowadays in America, many crazy people just take gun in their hand and keep on shooting. So nobody is safe. So people are worried about their safety. So what we can do is help them with good wishes. Because we cannot tell Baghdadi to stop violence. We cannot ask Assad, Syria's president, to give up war. Because nowadays they kill their own people because of they want to keep the power. So with them, rather than having negative feeling, hatred, anger, etc., we can help them with our good wishes and pure vibrations. So we can help them to be free from worry. For Baba's children, usually there is no worry. They should not be if they are knowledgeful. But still we find people are worried about their safety and security and everything. So we can help them with our good wishes. And we have to see that I am not wasting my time in thinking about others. More we are introspective, we would be Swadarshan Chakradhari and our thoughts will be pure, positive, etc. So that's where we have to see, and depending on our thoughts and consciousness, the feeling will be there. Because those who have habit of thinking about others, looking at about others, talking about others, naturally they are not able to spend time in good wishes. So we have to see that we have yoga power, and then only we can maintain good wishes and pure feeling. So as much as we are able to collect the treasures of jnana, we are able to share it, churn it, and we are able to become the embodiment of qualities, because our aim is to be all virtuous, completely viceless. Because if there are any vices, we will not have pure feelings for others. So with good wishes, we can give courage to people who are fearful. And giving them hope, because some people feel hopeless that I haven't been successful in whatever task they are doing, whether it is business, job, whatever it is. So they need some encouragement, giving them enthusiasm, positivity, and that will help them to be happy. So good wishes are like cool water. So cool water, just as will help something is burning and help them to feel cool, the same manner good wishes will give them that feeling of coolness. So when we have good wishes for others and love for others, we will give cooperation to others. And they will also give cooperation. Because in this society, we need love, cooperation from everybody. So good wishes will help to have that cooperation. And whoever we are interacting will be happy with us, content with us. And naturally, we need that certificate that we are loved by all. Because love is most needed in this society. And they will feel that we are, like Baba says here, you need certificate from yourself, Baba, and others to be ruler. So as we have good wishes, they will also give us blessings and certificate. Those who have become hopeless, we can give them hope, and that will give them to become hopeful again. So that is either through words or through good wishes, because sometimes the wishes are to be expressed in the words or action. And so first it should start with our thoughts, feeling, then our words and action also will be powerful. So it's our task to make weak souls powerful. So that only we can help when we have merciful attitude. Because many bhagats are wandering here and there in the hope of getting God's vision or mukti, jivan mukti, etc. Especially when they leave body, and ordinary householders, when they leave the body, everybody will have that good wishes that he has gone to heavenly abode. So we are able to help them in that way. And Baba says, give third eye of vision, third eye of knowledge, wisdom. So once we have those good wishes for them, merciful attitude for them, we will be giving them third eye, or blind ones, we will make them able to see clearly everything. Or it's like helping the lame people to walk smoothly. So those who have good wishes for others, they will be true servers. And with good wishes, the attitude, drishti, all will become pure. And with pure positive thoughts and feelings, we can change anyone, everyone. Because as we have known the example of Brahma Baba, everyone who used to come in front of him, he had so much love and mercy that he will look at them as children, whether it was minister or laborer. So that's where we have to see that we also have mercy for those who are poor people, who are wandering around, and on they will get that empowerment. The world also will change, because we will not be able to give message to 7 billion people. So Baba always says, give people sakas, give them vibration of peace, and change the world. So first we have to change, and as we become soul conscious, and we have that merciful attitude, we will spend our time, money, energy to help others. So good wishes means we don't remember past or not worrying for future. So we will be able to give full stop to past, forgive others, and forget what they have done to us in past. So that way, good wishes can help not only us, but many, many other souls. Now, as I mentioned, thoughts will lead to our feeling. And Baba is emphasizing a lot to have soul consciousness. Because soul consciousness will help us to have good yoga. Good yoga will help us to become empowered. And as we are empowered, we will be able to help other souls. So whatever virtues we develop through yoga power, whatever vices we overcome with the power of jnana and yoga, naturally that will help to have pure feelings for everyone. So spirituality is emphasizing on purity. Our aim is to become completely pure and satopradhan. And that is possible when we are able to help ourselves and others. So we find that for spirituality and becoming voiceless, we need the quality of introspection. So more we introspect ourselves, look at our chart, we are able to transform by changing ourselves. Now in order to overcome vices, we need virtues. Because if someone has anger, naturally they will have negative feeling. So in order to overcome our anger, we need power of tolerance, patience, wisdom. Why we have to be calm and not angry. So calmness will help us to have positive feeling. Another vice is ego. So in order to conquer ego, we never need to develop humility. So humble person will be always sweet, respectful, and be helpful to others. Because egoistic person will be demanding from people something they want control, they want to be bossy, whereas humility will help them to have pure feelings for others. Sweetness will give us that pure feelings. Otherwise, people speak roughly, harshly, and hurt other people. But as much as we develop sweetness, our feelings will change. We need to to be tireless to express our mercy towards people. Because if we are too busy, and that's the life nowadays, too busy. So if we are busy, too much busy, tension, stress, then we will be tired soon. And we will not be able to help ourselves or others. And tired people become angry easily. As soon as they feel there is more tension, they will start shouting, "What do you think? What am I? Am I a donkey? Why you are expecting me to be working so hard?" So that's how we find that this virtue of tireless will help them to remain calm. Generosity, the virtue of generosity will help us to be cooperative with others, because we have to help people through our time, money, energy, etc. If somebody is selfish, greedy, then they will not be able to help needy people. And we need to have quality of lightness. Because if somebody thinks it's my responsibility, I am responsible to do this, then naturally they become heavy. If people are heavy, then naturally that yoga is not good. They are not able to empower themselves. Courage. Courage also will help us to give lectures, because sometimes people become nervous when they have to face public and give public talk, or sometimes they are nervous in front of senior Brahmins to speak or give class. But when there is lightness and fearlessness, we are able to talk about the truth. Because many times we are afraid of the reaction of different religious people or some VIP. So we are afraid to go and speak to them, because either we are not confident about ourselves, or doesn't have that authority of truth. We need authority of truth. Then we will not be afraid of other people. And naturally, fear will create many, many negative feeling of nervousness. And naturally, they will not be able to do the task successfully. And mostly we need mercy. Because Baba is always now saying, have mercy for people who are suffering. Because of their vices they can suffer. Because of their sickness they can suffer. And because of sometimes they have that too busy, so they cannot help other people, even if they want to help. But if there is mercy, Baba says, even if you have to renounce your sleep or meal time. You should be able to have mercy on people and help them. In our relationship with other Brahmins, there need to be flexibility. Because if we are not flexible and very forceful in our views, then naturally we will have clash, conflict with other people. But if we are able to have that humility to say that whoever is there, we are able to accommodate them, whatever the sanskars are. We don't look at the sanskars, but we still give cooperation for people to help. Because if the few people staying together, whether it's in house or Shakti Bhavan, Pandav Bhavan center, if they are not flexible, there will be definitely negative feeling for those who are not happy to do the job in their way. But in that case, we need little bit of tolerance, patience and flexibility so that there are no conflict and clashes. So as we develop serenity and calmness, naturally we will be able to renounce anger, because we know how much negative feeling angry person will have. So they will be able to renounce that. So love is something that everybody wants in the world. Even in Laukik world, love is the most popular word. Everybody wants love. And Baba teaches us how to have the spiritual love, brotherly vision. Naturally, with that, we will have many, many positive qualities. Because if you love somebody, you'll give cooperation. If you love somebody, you will tolerate their weaknesses. If you have love, you will not have hatred or animosity. So love is the most essential quality and I'll be able to have pure feelings for others, because it brings many other qualities. Love will bring many other qualities, and most of us are experienced. Why we continue this Brahman life? Because we received spiritual love, pure love and sweet smile. As soon as people come to center, they can feel that love. Especially those who are coming here in Gyan Sarovar for retreat or conference or whatever it is, seminar or what, they really express that people are serving here so much lovefully. Even some graduates may be cooking in kitchen. So such humility and love for task that we are able to help others. And if there is love, pure love, then there may not be even attachment. And simplicity, because spirituality means simplicity. So So as we become spiritual, we are not wanting everything modern or fashionable, etc. We are happy to be simple, otherwise there are always desires. And until desire is fulfilled, our yoga is not there. We just keep on thinking, what about this, what about this, how to do this, how to do that, etc. So we have to see that we are able to have simple life, not greedy, because if a greedy person not only will have desire, but they will cheat somebody, speak falsely, because nowadays many people speak so much lie. They are not honest. So naturally, nobody will trust them. Once they may trust, but not very often. So we have to see that we have such a love and simplicity for simplicity that we are not having any negative feeling. So Baba, in the beginning, he helped people through his love and power of peace. Because at that time, in the beginning, there was not so much of jnana. As soon as people came in front of Baba, they had so much received unlimited selfless love and unconditional love, that they were really attracted to Baba and attracted to attend lectures every morning and every evening. They had such a desire to run, like gopis, no? Running when they heard the flute of Krishna. So our flute is Murli. So Murli will help us, or the jnana will help us to have good yoga. Good yoga will help us to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone, help us to be wiseless and all virtuous. So Baba's love helped us a lot. So much help that we became detached from our Laukik family. Otherwise, there was so much dependency on our Laukik family that we were not able to love God so much. So Baba provided us what is most needed in our life and for most people, because all these things of love, peace, good vibration, shakas, etc., we will not be able to get anywhere. Because materialistic people who love to have so many possessions, what they find is they're busy in having material gain, possession, etc. But those who came in the beginning, when the yajna started, they were, most of them were quite from a good family, rich family, royal family. But as soon as they got spiritual love, they really surrendered themselves. Those who had never done karma yoga in their life, because in those days, wealthy people had so many servants to do everything. So they had never done anything. Baba, through his love, helped them to follow Srimad completely. It was not difficult for them to follow Baba's direction. So whatever Baba said, they said okay. And then they didn't have to make so much effort. Nowadays, we have to make so much effort to progress. But initially, that jnana and yoga power helped them to have good dharana. And good dharana means pure feelings for everybody. Because otherwise, we don't have any relationship in a Brahman life, no laukic relationship. So Baba changed laukic relationship in alaukic relationship. Because many mothers and daughters surrendered themselves. And their drishti became so alaukic. Their behavior, mother and daughter, became so alaukic that we couldn't recognize that relationship of mother and daughter. Because Dadi Gulzar and her laukic mother, all-rounder Dadi, they used to live together in Pandav Bhavan. But all-rounder Dadi used to give so much respect to Dadi Gulzar because she was in charge of whole Delhi. So gave respect because of the position. Because if she remembered that this is my daughter, then naturally she would control daughter. But now the daughter was leader, guiding everybody, including Laukik mother. And Laukik mother had to just give love and sustenance to all Alaukik brothers and sisters. Because there was so much love, the dadis, senior dadis, they used to always had so much love that Dadi, all-rounder, always tell everybody, because to children, usually in Sindhis, they call Lal rather than son or daughter, they'll say Lal. So she will speak with them with that love, saying Lala, and then speak the whole sentence, start with Lala. So the thing is, Baba helped our transformation. To that extent that our friends and relatives, when they see our transformation, they all said, oh, this knowledge is good. Though initially they didn't like our lifestyle, principles, etc. But as they saw our transformation, as they saw that the angry people have become calm, naturally they were very impressed by jnana. So that's how we find that we have to see that we don't have any negative feeling, or even if because of old sanskars, those negative feeling of anger, jealousy, laziness, carelessness comes, we have to transform with our yoga power and pay attention that I don't have negative thoughts, negative feeling, because not only impure feeling, but negative feeling also will not allow us to have good wishes for others. Because the world is a variety. Variety human tree. And that's what original society was really surprised to see. Different sanskars people coming and living together, helping each other and feeling as one family. So that's what we all feel. Though we have different nationality, culture, language, but still we feel we are one family. And having that brotherly spiritual vision for everybody, we are able to help each and every soul in the world. Om Shanti. So let us have half an hour meditation.